The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Jumpin',
them boys up to something. Woo. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country.
Woo. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in the studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by Sir J. Watts.
You sit.
Hold on, I gotta put a bit of music on.
Hit it. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand on like, woo.
He's back, Cameron Penny.
That's right, we in the building. The Beat was good.
He busy traveling.
Yeah, you know, it's all good. Life is good. Life is good.
You know what I mean? But, we're here today to promote a little special album for you guys. We got Sir Mark Payne in the building.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm appreciative to be here right now. The homegirl Sensei don't play.
Hey.
You know, we got that popular demand buzzing, you know what I'm saying?
Mark, they said you brought us some treats. They said you brought us some herbal treats.
Oh
man, I wish y'all would have told me in advance. I would have asked Scoop Deezy a couple of Scooby snacks. I'm actually performing at the XO Gold Cup on Sunday, so I'm going to be there with a whole bunch of potheads and a whole bunch of treats. It's all good.
Shout out
to Hood Workers too, man. They got the smoking out my hoodies and stuff. You know, we all gonna be in the building, so it's a beautiful
Let's
look.
Get it.
Boom. All right. Well, I guess I know where I'm going after church.
Right.
All right. So before we talk about Pleasure and Pain, your CD you just dropped.
Yes. Yeah, man. Blessings. Yeah.
We got some stuff going on in the Twitter world.
We do.
I'm gonna bring up some topics and y'all just jump in.
Okay.
Jump in.
All right. Title. So, we've been talking about Tidal all freaking year.
Yes.
They reached 1 million subscribers.
Congratulations.
Yeah, shout out to Tidal.
Big ups.
In honor of hitting 1 million subscribers, on October 20th, they are going to be putting on a Tidal concert, which will be streaming on Tidal and HTC.com.
Hey, that's huge.
10/20.
I mean, who didn't? Because, I mean, it's Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Prince, Lil Wayne. Just think about it. Whoever the biggest artist
but
in the world.
But, you know, I didn't see Rihanna on there. That's one name I was like, yo, ain't you?
Well, Rihanna's out here in other countries because she can't get a life here.
Ain't you, Rihanna? Like, well, Jay-Z got some affiliation.
I'm going to say this, though. She doesn't have new music out, one. And then, two, she just did that concert. I watched it, and I'm really mad I watched the whole concert.
Really? Why?
She wore the same, like, okay, here's the thing, like, it's like Lady Gaga. It's like, if you're gonna come out with blood all over you and hanging from shit, like, it needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Like, for Rihanna, I would think when you see a Rihanna concert, she's gonna change, cause, I mean, she has a voice, but it's not the voice.
Right.
So you gotta kinda balance it out. So I was, like, expecting, like, costume changes. She wore this damn TLC looking kimono. Shit, for the whole concert, she looked drunk. She was laughing through all of her songs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she needs to get it together.
Jay maybe, like,
putting her... Really?
I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know. Like, I know them.
She has been really quiet.
She has been quiet.
Because Beyonce been out here like...
Well, that, yeah, I guess. But you know, but Tidal concert is gonna be dope.
No, for sure.
It's a free concert too.
And if you guys want to go to it, tickets range from $74 to $244. So
that ain't bad.
There you go.
Where's it at?
Yeah, it?
In so that's what I meant by free.
Oh, it's not going to Usher's pockets. It's going to the kids. It's going to charity, right?
Yeah.
It's a monster lineup, so it should be fly.
So yes. Shout out to Tidal, y'all. That's going to be exciting. So I'm going to be watching it on HTC.com.
Do you still have your subscription to Tidal?
Sure the fuck don't. Got rid of that shit like 2 months ago.
Cancel that bitch.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was
cool. No point. My questions followed up on that, but since you don't have it no more.
Oh, I'm going to go to Apple Music.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, Apple Music.
Segway.
Sorry. Speaking of Apple Music, Apple just came out and said that hip-hop is the number one most searched genre.
What
the most streamed genre.
Duh.
Making up 17% of all industry album sales.
Yes.
Right.
For sure.
It's hip hop. It's hip hop. It's definitely hip hop right now. Even in the clubs, man. Like, it used to be EDM or whatever dominating. Mm-hmm. Now it's like hip hop. Everything's hip hop, man.
It's
I feel good about
bounce.
That.
As a DJ, it's so funny because, like you said, a couple years ago, it was that EDM, and I hate, no shade, but like...
I mean, you really got to be on something to listen to EDM.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll sprinkle it here and there.
I cannot be sober listening to EDM. Yeah. I'll just be like, what the fuck?
Or like, Monster Massive, I popped a pill, and I had some of the most fun I've ever had in my life, and I really understood why the culture was there, and my heart was bumping like, doom, doom, doom. And I think
but you had, you had to pop a pill.
Saying. I get it, so you know what I mean? Yeah.
And I support it. I've had a good time on it, too, you know what I mean? But it's like 6 hours later, and you're like, is this the same fucking beat?
That's how, when I used to go to Vegas, you go to a Vegas party, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't. Not stay here this long. Listen to this. Can we hear some hip hop, please?
Maybe let girls be like,
"Can you play a song for me? Can you play EDM? Can you play EDM?"
Hey, that's a good voice, right?
And I'll breathe the bass in the corner, like,
okay. My fucking tripping
my
balls and
just,
shit.
It's like my RV going to the beach.
Oh man.
Well, so hip hop though has taken over, and so why I was saying that is because as a DJ, I've noticed that certain events I go to, I've always been ostracized from playing hip hop. Everyone has always been like, don't play no hip hop. You can play like Nelly or like shit like
old
that.
School.
Or old school, but like, we don't want no hardcore rap. And I was like, okay. But now, I did this gig the other night and it was not that kind of party scene or nothing. And these bitches were like, you got that new Drake? I was like, you sure the fuck do.
That's crazy. Normally man, you're always scared because you never know what they want
to
play.
I'm always at home listening to them fucking remix.
Right.
Yeah,
waiting for an Asian little girl to be like, hey, wait,
hip hop rules the world. Hip hop blends all the cultures. Hip hop is what got the president elected. I mean, we're just, you know, these kids are growing up that listen to the Jay-Z's and listen to the Nellies, and now they're becoming decision makers, and hip hop is number one.
That's what they were.
I don't know why, you know, it's surprising. You know, Apple did sign Drake for 19 mil, and you know he's dropped two mixtapes, and both of them went number one.
Drake has the top two spots, on the hip hop stream.
Yeah.
And then it goes, it's Drake, Kendrick, and then The Weeknd, which all those three make sense.
It has been Drake season.
Yeah. Drake is the man. Nobody's hotter than Drake.
Drake's life,
right?
Like that's the life I'd like to live. All right, moving on. DMX. Speaking of lives, well, this one I would not want to live. Hey. DMX. We know he is in jail for child support.
Damn.
But
pay them bills.
He's got out.
He just got out, right? 2 months. He got out, right?
Damn.
He's got us out.
He about to get out. I don't think he's out yet. But he said that while he's in there, he's going to take the time to really reflect. And, you know, now that he's preparing to, you know, drop some music, he really wants to talk to people about what he's been going through and really reflect on his life. So...
That's good for X, man, because X is
in a lot
of trouble.
Are we here for it, though?
Yeah.
Didn't they say he was working at IHOP or something? I swear. I think I read something that they said he was working at, like, IHOP or something.
If I can do his voice, I'll be like, Parker.
You want strawberry syrup?
No. It's fucking 7 in the morning. Stop screaming at me.
He should do the album with, like, Belly 3. They should just put out another Belly. Because, you know, the sequel was kind of like, you know, so they should just go ahead and bring it back and do a third one. And then he should drop an album with Belly 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Netflix going to distribute that?
More than likely.
Redflix.
One thing you can say about DMX is through all his run-ins with police and all his trouble with drug, you never hear about anything about him going bankrupt. You don't hear, like, hey, he's losing a lot of his money or his assets. So
really?
I don't hear it. I felt like
that wasn't a couple years back.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, he's in jail for child support, right? Well,
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean,
but
clearly can't pay.
But also, some people aren't smart enough to claim bankruptcy.
Yeah, so maybe something. Because I was looking for that. Like,
like 50
DMX.
Cent.
Well, he's a genius.
You know, I know.
He's a genius.
Him and his effing vodka.
So,
effing vodka.
Speaking of genius.
Puffy juice.
Maybe this is a genius move. Maybe it's like a, what? Tyler, the Creator.
Definitely.
Wait, what were we going to say about DMX?
No, I was going to say he's definitely in the top 20 of all time lyrical, you know, guys.
For sure.
And
legendary.
You know, I don't see...
But it's almost like a little Kim, do you want him to come in?
I mean, he'll have an audience.
Start the hill is hot.
But, you know, Swizz Beatz, one of the best producers of all times, already agreed to help produce the album. So, you know, maybe if they can get another record, you know, it might not be the number one, but it could be relevant.
Oh, yes, Swizz, come back. That's why I'm excited to come back. So Tyler, the Creator, is going to be releasing an animated TV show called The Jellies.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be exclusively on his app called Golf Media.
Smart.
And
real smart.
I looked at the pictures of it. If you can kind of see one of the pictures we have now, it kind of looks Family Guy-ish. It's interesting to me, and I'm kind of into it because the story is about a family of jellyfish, which is just really, he must have been at one of those rave EDM concerts. The story is about a family of jellyfish who adopts this boy, and then the boy finds out that he is adopted. And then it's him dealing with being adopted and in this family that he feels he doesn't belong to. His whole life he's always thought he was a jellyfish, but he's really a human.
That's really interesting. I don't think a lot of TV shows or anything really actually
hitting that. And especially to come out at someone like Tyler the Creator, I personally wouldn't think that, but I do know that he's really like into hanging with kids and like really wants to be a role model.
He acts
like
a child himself. So. Right.
Well, there is a trailer out. There's like a minute and a half trailer, and it looked entertaining. It looked funny. It looked very Family Guy and Simpsons
pushing
the envelope and saying a lot of vulgar and crossing lines. So it looked interesting. I'm interested in checking it out.
I'd check out an episode.
I'm glad he bounced back from the Mountain Dew commercials, man, because, you know, I heard he was going through some crap with that Mountain Dew campaign, so I'm glad that he's still directing and putting this stuff out and still going.
That's a good point
with that, man.
Of just him channeling all his artistic stuff to something good rather than getting in trouble.
And that's the other thing. It's like, I love that he's taking the chance and stepping out into this direction. It's so different for a hip-hop artist to do something like that.
Yeah, man. Shout out Tyler the Creator and Haji Beats and the whole High Future camp, man. Shout out to all.
Put some music out, too, though. I want to hear.
Well, ain't he on tour?
I mean, you know, the East Coast, I just want to hear. You know, what was the one record he had when he ate the goat, cockroach?
We're not talking about that. Moving on, speaking of cockroaches, so Demi Lovato, you know, she was like sitting with Iggy Azalea and like she just really feels like everyone's really mean to Iggy and like she just feels like she just feels like Iggy's gone through some shit and like I just really appreciate that she came out super strong, you know, and like everyone's just gonna jump on her because she's very, very, very real. And, like, sometimes people can't handle real people, you know?
Wait, so Demi Lovato's
said that about Iggy
is real.
Speaking.
That's why she likes her. Because she's very real, and people don't think she's real. And that's why people don't like her, because Iggy says real shit.
I believe that she's a real person.
We all wore green pants today.
You know, I think she's a... Yeah, I believe that she's, like, a real girl. Like, she's very girly. Like, I'm sure she's, like, down to earth when it comes to that. But
so she wasn't born a man.
I think she's whack,
I mean... She's whack.
She lost her card, for sure.
Yeah, she definitely lost her card.
She's whack.
When she first came out, there was an opportunity that...
There was.
She was like, oh, okay, but then... She got the wrong team behind her. They tried to make her something who she's not to be, and
they tried to make her a pop star.
Yeah,
and it was just the wrong time. It was just the wrong time for her to come out. It was like in the middle of shootings, and you don't drop the N-bomb when you're white hip-hop artist.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she also said her and Macklemore are the king and queen of hip-hop.
Yeah, I saw her on the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop legends.
No,
that
she
ain't put
her on. I smashed it, though, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I get what he was saying, but that was just doing the most.
I definitely would smash Iggy.
Well, you saw the T.I. interview, right?
Yeah, we're
down under.
And he was really talking about, the thing is, it was crazy for me, he didn't even specifically talk about her. He was talking about her team. He never specifically once was like, Iggy as an actual individual artist. Mm-hmm. He referred everything to her team.
Right.
Like, her team was separate from them.
Well, yeah, you need a team to move, obviously, you know what I mean? And her team hasn't been making very good decisions, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Right. Well, they made great decisions at first, something got mixed up in there.
And she was getting a little too emotional. She would be lashing out at people.
At trolls
and
everything.
So she kind of just got herself.
But see, we accept that from Rihanna, but we won't accept that from Iggy Azalea.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's true.
It's interesting. But all right, there you go, Demi.
Is she still getting married to Swaggy?
Key for you.
Yeah. So that's still going to happen.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's her boo thing. All right, let's talk about some new music. Two Chainz featuring Wiz Khalifa, a Milli Billy Trilli. They just dropped a video for it. Let's take a look.
Got an old style, mobile home on top of mobile home. I go to sleep with a rollie on.
Wait,
I start my car with a
It's that supper club shit.
Get some of my pussy. I go to sleep with a condom on. Bucket, I want me a million. Bucket, I want me a million. Bucket, I want me a million. Getting no really, don't get it. Bucket, I want me
it, I want me a million. Fuck it, I want me a million. Fuck it, I want me a million. I'm getting, I'm really, I'm getting it.
Fuck, I'm the king of the city. I don't take a trip unless I got a bitch with me. Y'all pull up with pounds, or I got a zip in me. You don't want no problems, my guy, so don't take me. My niggas go pop, pop, pop. Till it's empty, fuck two every night in 5 days, that's a 10-piece. My bitch that I'm with, that's a 10-piece. I'm pouring that gin in assembly. You niggas so fake, need assembly. I'm smoking weed, fuck the penalty. Riding round in the old school.
Two Chains featuring Wiz Khalifa, Milli Billy, really.
Wiz. Whenever I hear Wiz, I feel like I'm high.
Naturally gets
I like
you
this new aggressive Wiz, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been snapping a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
High off contact.
I don't know. All right, so what'd you guys think of the video song? You liking it?
I'm into the song. Bounces. Videos. Sure.
I'm fucking with Chains' whole mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah.
From top to I've been living.
Who was the producer?
No, what was the song we were using?
I don't know.
And we went through like 50 songs trying to find this one song.
I know. There's one that
Chapo
just.
Hey, that's Chapo Jr. Latin dance in the trap house.
That's gonna bother me.
That's gonna bother me.
Watch that little bit. Watch out a little bit.
We'll come back to
you.
Yeah, that one.
Watch out a little bit.
I'm in it.
You seen a meme for it where it's like the Pope and then the Pope's over here and
that
it's like all kind of holes over there.
Really
like,
watch me like that.
No, but hold on. Can we please talk about that the Pope really dropped a song?
Wait, what?
Shout out to the Pope, man.
On iTunes.
Shout out to the Pope.
The Pope dropped a rap.
That's gangster.
Really?
He's like speaking in a whole bunch of different languages.
Good for him.
The Pope, this Pope is gangster right here.
Yeah, you're thugging, man.
He's something.
All
right, so I've had this song stuck in my head for like 3 weeks. And you ever get a song stuck in your head and you don't realize you were like really listening to all of the lyrics and you're like, whoa, 3 weeks later, like, that's what he was saying?
Yeah.
So Nelly and Jeremih, the song's called The Fix. And I would love to know the details of how much they had to pay for that sample.
Vagina wit.
Let's take a look. They dropped the video.
Shawty and me on a late night. Got a man, got me thinking Shawty ain't right. She say she ain't about to creep life. But all she wanna do is take pipe. I ain't mad at nobody.
Jeremih better do it.
He's killing it.
Nah, I can give you the key, girl.
I just need him to drop a dope album.
Yeah.
Instead of just featuring on.
It's kind of smooth.
Right here.
Come and get this dirt. We need that taste. That medicine.
Look at this deer.
Like it like this. When you get that itch. Adrenaline. Heart being out of your chest. And when that pressure's building. I got what you need. Come fuck with me. And when you get that feeling. I got
Nelly featuring Jeremih, Fix. What y'all thinking?
Can I say something?
Please say what I want to say so I don't have to say it.
How do y'all feel about all these big name rappers taking old school like melodies and turning it into like, do you think that's like low key like on some like, it's not showcasing your talent really?
It could be considered that.
I don't know. I have two. In a way,
I'll just say that
it kind of bothers me. It's like, you know,
that worker is just for relevance for Nelly. That's just it.
Yeah,
he's just putting himself, putting a name, getting Jeremih, getting it familiar. Yeah. It's just, hey, I'm still here.
But
watch
Nelly
my reality
just
show.
Back, like,
but that's what in the club you're gonna be like. But it's gonna bring you back to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like because Trey Songz does it a lot too.
He does it a lot.
You know, he does it a lot, and it's just like like his old stuff. Like when Trey Songz first came out, like that's when I really fucked with him. Now I'm just like, you're just doing stuff for relevancy, or like
trying to
you
stay
know,
hot,
stay on the radio. Like,
but yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like Nelly. I mean, not Nelly. Lil Wayne kind of. Remember he did that Heart record, Alone? Was it Alone?
Lil Wayne.
Damn it, I can't. And he sampled Heart.
The Rocker?
Yes, the Rockers. Damn it, when he started doing that, everyone else started coming up with all these things. And then I think with the Mar, this surprised me with the that the Gaye family is even allowing anybody to sample nothing.
Well,
it's
Nelly got
dough,
so he got good publishing.
Right.
So
and
they
I
probably
also
like
wonder, because he was one of the top selling hip hop artists of all time.
Yeah.
I wonder where he ranks with that still.
Who, I mean, Nelly?
Probably pretty high because
he went diamond. His first album went diamond. Then the run after that, Nellyville went like four times and he won the Grammy with Kelly Rowland
I mean,
and all that. So,
yeah.
But this record, Jeremih is like three in a row with He did the Nelly Rosa with the Whitney Houston sample, and then there's another one.
He did that Don't Tell Him Before.
Yeah, Don't Tell Him with the...
He's killing his feature.
He's
killing
it. This is the third one. He's killing it. But he's dope, though.
But is he going to be able to sell an album, Jeremiah?
I don't think so.
I'm interested because the EP he put out, it was...
I think people just fuck with his choruses and his little verses.
He's like the new T-Pain.
No one really... I mean, Birthday Sex was... Probably the only
you need a nigga
there,
that's gonna put it in your mouth.
So, I don't know. I personally wouldn't listen to his whole album.
People can't like buy into him. You know what I'm saying? He needs to like brand himself and like showcase who he is, his brand of who's Jeremiah. Yes.
But if it was like Don't Tell Him, and he had like other artists on it with him, that would be dope. On his
right,
album.
But would you listen to a whole record with just him on it?
I don't know.
Would you come?
I wasn't really like Birthday Sex for me.
I didn't
really care for Birthday Sex personally.
Yeah, I changed it a couple times. Like if it came on, it was good.
But
though.
I'm also as a DJ, that song gets requested so much that I hate
sex.
That song.
You DJ my birthday?
It's very clever.
Huh? You DJ my birthday?
Duh.
All right, but we'll talk.
All right, so shout out to Nelly, but beyond all that, I had to put this video on there because she's from Boston, and she's back, and she's killing them, and her name is JoJo, and she got the song for When Love Hurts.
JoJo Cole, I like
that.
JoJo is everything.
She did this. Let's check out the video. A DJ is gonna get this, a producer is gonna get this, and fucking fuck this remix up. JoJo, When Love Hurts. What y'all thinking? I love that.
This song made me want to go to New York City right now. Like, I want to go to New York after watching that video.
Why?
I just felt New
York. That made me want to go dancing. I want to be out with,
personally,
like, sparklers.
It was crazy because when she put out teasers, it was her doing a cappella. So I was kind of excited to see the whole thing, like, on
as
that.
It is released.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay, cool. Because then when I got into the video, I was like, oh, shit, it's not what I expected. Yeah. Which
It starts off very slow.
Yeah.
Into that, like, little EDM beat. But, and when I heard that, I was like, not crazy about it. But when a DJ gets this and speeds it up and remixes it,
that's a big. I thought she's gonna be a little bit more urban because, you know, she did a lot of the remixes of a lot of popular urban records.
Yep, but that was
perfect. I like that was a good comeback for JoJo because she's been gone for a minute. So that's what's up.
Yeah,
actually, she really hasn't been gone for. She be putting stuff out, but it just that record label be fucking her over. All right, another video that dropped by popular demand, y'all.
Yes.
Mark Payne, Sensei Don't Play. All right, y'all, tell us about the song Popular Demand.
Well, Mark came to me, and he was like, you know, I have this super dope record. I think it'd be hot if you, you know, put your spice on it. And I was like, well, let me hear the record. He's like, it's called Popular Demand. I was like, oh, all right. Well, I definitely have the team to back us up on that, you know, and they would stamp it for us because I've worked with them for so long.
Smart marketing.
Shout out to TC Turner Classic, man. We were in there, and I was like, man, Popular Demand. Tell your friend, tell a friend.
Marketing.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? Who can I get on this record? And then I actually ended up running into Monica. I ran into Thunder Cup. Shout out to Thunder Cup. And then I was just like, who do you think would be best for this record? You know what I'm saying? And then just the universe or God, whatever, just guided me into this Young Scrap DJ Charisma release party. Shout out to Young California. Sensei was in there, you know, killing it, being Sensei.
And then, I wrote my verse.
She killed it. Did the hood too. Been part of the hood, everything.
I write most of my verses actually at the store at Popular Demand. So.
That's crazy.
All right, let's get it. Popular Demand, Mark Payne featuring Sensei Don't Play.
She fell in love and she told me that she loved me. I said if it for real, give me top. Been it big since the toddler. I've been getting linked since it's college. I'm in the man, tell your friend, tell a friend. Not with any of the plans, they got the bottles and the models.
I'll buy you up, getting sponsored. Let's conquer. We need to sign a deal in my waffles. Girl, it costs 100,000. Why they hit this? You know my kid's worth a $500,000. Wake up, it's billions. On the real, I'm addicted to the billions. Can't sleep, you don't work, you don't eat, you don't grind, you don't shine. Just that shit for the screen. I'm in demand, all my shit getting popular. I'm in demand, all my shit getting popular. Popular demand, tell your friend, tell a friend.
Man, shout out to Friend Jeremy.
Yeah, Friend Jeremy.
All my shit getting popular. I'm in demand, all my shit getting popular. Popular demand, I'm the motherfucking man. Since my whole lifespan, bro, I've been getting dollars. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit fucking awesome. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit looking poppin'. All my shit fucking awesome.
Stuntin' is a habit. If I want you, I'ma have it. All white sneakers just to match this. I like them boys with the magic. Swerving lane to lane just to pass it. Talking about that Crown Kush loud shit. All little Tino has been. Gotta be all about the action. Bitches on my shit, better act right. Coming in the club, going up, gotta be fly. Pop a little man, getting checks just to represent. All up in the mix, DFC, we ain't gotta play. Gotta come correct if you tryna be an all-star. Bitch, I'm the shit, you can never fuck with my squad. Fucking up the scene, cause my flow going so.
Popular demand, Mark Payne, hey, Sensei.
Swaggy.
Swaggy. We definitely get that. We're having a release party for that this Saturday, 801 downtown.
This Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Yeah.
You know we'll produce the beat?
TC Turner Classic, my brother, man. He do all the instrumentals with me. Like, yeah, we have a production camp called AMG of Music Generation. Mm-hmm. That's our label. We're all independent. We've been making beats for a long time. So, you know, he just sat down to the side, and I was just like, tell a friend, tell you. It was just kind of like just in my head. And, you know, like I said, Sensei just filled all the rest in and just killed it, took it to a whole other level. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sensei. Shout out to TC Turner Classic. You know?
I'm so glad y'all released it finally, because I've been going around being like, someone will say something like, tell a friend, tell a friend. And they all be like, what the fuck you keep saying?
What the fuck you mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean, DJ JCJ? You know, you made the cameo too. Appreciate you for coming out.
For that ice cream.
That was everything.
And one thing that people don't know about you is you're a college graduate, huh?
Yeah, I went to USC, man. Shout out to, you know, the Trojans. You know, people don't, you know, some people mistake my intelligence. You know, they might, you know.
So let's hip hop,
you know.
So are you not a rapper? You're a poet?
I think it's both, man. That's why I respect Tupac and love Tupac so much, man. I actually got this from the homie Ashes the Chosen. He, like, gifted it to me on my birthday because, you know, it's just like his clothing line or his brand. So, you know, my email's Mark Payne the Poet. So I was like, regardless of how lost I get in the hip-hop world, I always got to know that I'm a poet first.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can make whatever, like, whatever's commercial or whatever for the radio.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, because you put together, it was smart to get Popular Demand, and you got her, and, you know, Marketing Payne is your new name. But how much has this USC business helped you with the independent game and music and everything like that to help you do what you want?
I've been doing music for so long. I was like, I actually dropped a CD, The Phases of Love, my freshman year in college, and just like doing that in the USC dorm room, because I didn't have like a big engineer. I didn't have a big studio to go to. And it was like, I was a recording arts major. So since I went to school in the Thorne School of Music and I linked up with some real good people, like we actually did the first CD and my first mixtapes in the dorm room at Parkside Dorm Rooms over there. So it just gave me the motivation and inspiration, because a lot of people were like, damn, bro, you got some stuff. And, you know, I was buzzing around campus for a while, and then I got put on, I opened up for J. Cole over there, opened up for T-Pain over there. So did a lot of, like, dope shows that just built my spirit or just built my momentum to be like, you can really do this, bro. Like, take it to the next level. We did a show, Go Green. I had Casey Veggies on, Scheme on. It was, like, a lot of dope, like, rising acts. And they used to have this spot called the Spliff LA. Shout out to DJ Val Vandal. And it was, like, Don Kennedy was up there, a whole bunch of acts before they really popped off. And I was in the mix, but I guess, you know, my confidence wasn't all the way there yet. And it just took like me just going around just passing out different tapes to people, and it's the one that's really taking off right now, The Pleasure and Pain, because it's in the top 10 on the college hip hop chart. So
well,
shout
out
to CMJ.
That's the important part. Yeah.
That's a good thing that you just said was confidence.
Bro, it took so long for me to just get it all the way there though, because I'm like five tapes in and nobody know who Mark Payne is. And that's my real name, Marcus McIntyre Payne. So it's like I'm using my real name. I was like, I came out before T-Pain, but T-Pain met Akon before I did. So T-Pain put dollars in. So I was over here hurt like, fuck, can I even come out with Mark Payne, right, because T-Pain's already out, so people gonna think it's too similar to him, and I'm digging right him and shit. So I was like, you know what, it's all, it's
Mark
all cool.
Payne is solid.
That's my real name, though, and right, I just had to stay true. I had to keep it me, because it's really for my family, too. Like, my family's all from Kansas City, and, you know, it's like, I'm like kind of like the hope of it, you know what right I mean? So I love to have my last name with it. So it's just like, oh, man, like, a Payne can really do this, because I'm one of the first ones to go to college and go to school, and you know what I mean? It's like, I felt it was more my responsibility to graduate and finish it, even though I didn't want to, because everything, like, hip-hop's like, you don't need to go to school, bro. You already know what you're doing.
Yeah, but that business is very important.
I met a lot of people. I learned more outside of the classroom than I did in the classroom. I'll tell you that straight up. Like, you should know what you're going to school for before you even go to school, in my opinion. Like, or take a year off. I hate how society kind of pressures you to be like, you got to go straight from high school to college. I think you should really take a year off or a couple years to, like, figure out what's my passion or what do I want to do, and then go ahead and then figure out, all right, this is where I'm going to take the classes toward the build. Because it sucks, like, you get out of school, you don't know what you're doing, bro. It's like, all right, I got all these degrees. It's like the college dropout Kanye's talking about.
Well, that was my question when you mentioned confidence. As far as you know, you're a female in the business, you know, coming from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. So, you know, what's all the pressures that you have to deal with?
Well, I mean, I kind of always had the confidence because I was a model at first. But going into this industry, I always wanted to rap. But I knew I needed to grow the balls to do it, just because, A, I'm considered white, even though I'm Mexican and German.
Oh,
so,
well, I didn't know, but good thing
right,
you pointed that
out. You know, like, I do have some culture behind me.
You date black guys, too?
I have, yes. Okay. But well, that I counts. Love all types.
That counts a lot.
So... How does that even count? Get it together. So going into the music industry, I mean, I just had to push, like, full force. Like, I don't care what anybody has to say about me.
Right,
they can
sure.
judge me. They can say whatever they want. I mean, I talk hella shit and the shit that I do with Jesse on AfterBuzz and stuff like that. So I really have no filter. And people will have their comments about me, but I really stay true to myself. Like, every verse I give you is something I've written, and it's something how I feel. Like, I'm never, like, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't grow up, like, I had a good, you know, upbringing.
Background, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm gonna stay true to who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never gonna, like, force anything.
That's
so
true.
It's gonna be me. So that's kind of what I had to keep to myself to be in this business. Like, right. I'm not gonna be anything else but myself.
Yeah, because I deal with females all the time in music, and one of the things they always bring up is everybody's trying to smash them or trying to give them beats for ass. Or
that's never been my issue. I know how to curb that real quick.
Well, that's good.
Tips, I guess I should give to one.
Yeah, minute. I was getting ready to say, give some tips, please.
You know, if I go to a studio session, something like that, I'm going to dress low-key. You know what I mean? I'm going to dress still with swag, but low-key because, A, I need to get my body right, okay? No, but, I mean, if you come with a good presence, a great personality, you just know you're not going to put yourself in that position. Plus, I'm not going there to get something out of him. No, I'm going there because I know I'm great. I know my music, and I know what I can
spit.
Your
words,
so,
for sure.
You know, that's just kind of... You just have that confidence.
Give
when
them
you
the flirty
there.
Turn.
Listen, ladies.
Flirty
listen,
turn
ladies.
You can
out
wink
there.
A little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
ladies coming out here won't even make it a month.
Something like that. But you gotta
no,
have.
Be
so
tough.
You gotta. You need fish
tough.
Food. You know what I mean? There's fish food for the sharks out here. But she ain't that.
Right.
Fish food. That's a good one. I never.
One
heard
thing
that.
I really like, Mark, is that you know you went to college, and you know the fact that you said that about hip hop in college not really mixing. And to sit here and talk about that you have this album and it's trending in the college campuses, I think that goes to kind of prove that there's a built-in audience already if you're going and applying yourself to college.
Yeah.
Is that something that you were aware of while you were doing it? Is that something that just kind of looking back at it, you...
When I was in school, I just wanted to get the fuck out. And I was just like, man, just whatever it takes just to graduate. That's what I always was telling myself. Like, I'm just trying to graduate. And I actually got to perform in front of, like, we had, like, a black graduation. So it was like, that was my poem that I got to give in front of the whole black graduating class. I was up there sitting next to the valedictorian, salutatorian, all kind of, like, powerful people. I'm like, bro, I just rapped. Like, my GPA was, like, 3.2. I almost got kicked out of school my, like, junior, senior year. So I was just like, I don't know how the hell I made it. But I was like, by the grace of God, it happened. So that's why I was just, like, just blessings. Like, I feel like if you just, like, really just put your mind really on anything, you put the energy behind it, and you put positive and good energy,
that's
like
real.
You're gonna go through
Stick
your ups
to
and
it.
Downs
yeah.
but
that's
at the
real.
End of the day it's like you can make it happen.
And that's why I liked working with him so much, because he really is pressed about like dropping things right and doing mm-hmm. things professionally and very straightforward, you know.
Being on time, too, because, you know what I'm saying, when I was late, sometimes the teachers close the classroom like 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. after, you just, like, fucked off. And, like, half the battle's going to class. Like, when I didn't go to class, I was screwed. But, like, as soon as, like, you just have to just force yourself to just be in the classroom. Like, as soon
take
as you
take the
just,
notes,
like,
listen.
That's it. Like, you don't even have to take notes half the time. It's just being present and being there, because I was, like, I'm a minority. So, just being in the class, it's, like, I already stood out. So, if I sat all the way in the back, it's, like, football players that have their, you know what I'm saying, there are people that are helping them out, you know, it's easier for them. But I didn't really have any tutors or anybody like that, so I'm in there, so it's like, who's gonna give me the notes? But once I got cool with people in the classroom, it was easier for me to get, you know, get notes
and make it happen.
Attendance is really everything, because you get percentages just for showing up to class, you know what I mean, and just do good on the test. At the end, I was always a cool test taker. I did good on my test, so I got a scholarship to get in there, got my money up and figured it out. But as soon as I got into school, you be broke. So it's like, you live the struggle of like, damn, I got like $20 in my account right now. How am I going to make it happy today? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I've been through some things, y'all. I've been through all kinds of stuff. That's why I was like, we were talking about Atlanta earlier. It was like, it was cool all the time. Like, our homecoming's cool, but it's nothing like the AUC homecoming. So it was so great just having homies over there, like Morehouse and some homegirls at Spelman and Clark.
Yes.
Being able to go over there and like get to see their experience, because they was all the way turned up all the time. Right. I was like, how did y'all even graduate? Because, you know what I mean, they just like all the time party. They just all the way up all the time. So it's wild, you know what I mean? It's like all kind of celebrities that come to their homecoming. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have, you know, to me, it's like I saw Kerry Hilson, Allen Iverson, just, you know what I'm saying, just walking around, everybody just like interacting with the students, just like, what's up with it? They just got their own, you know, drinking tents, everybody that's just getting drunk. Nobody even watching a football game. In our school, football's the main thing. Everybody watching football. Nobody hear about football.
It's like, what's going on in the
just all through the school. It's all the way turned to
us. The parties was the events, definitely.
Exactly. Exactly. It was all the way up.
So, Pleasure and Pain, you gave this to yourself for your birthday, the release date, huh?
I did, man. I thought it was, like, perfect to just put out for that day. My uncle told me to always put Pain in on my project name, so that's why now everything's going to be, like, a playoff Pain. Like, I think one of the next, I have Pain to Fame. That's going to be my follow-up project from this. And we did a project called The Gap Year. That's like a school project, basically learning more outside the classroom than you do in the classroom. We wrote a movie script for it and like made the CD for the soundtrack. But you know, it all takes time, so it's like pitching the movie script. I don't want to put out the project without like the movie script kind of getting sold, because it's kind of like, what the fuck, we just dropped the ball. That's when, you know, since they're going back to timing, because timing is a lot.
But
time is everything.
I'm thinking I'm gonna drop a project called Propane after that, you know, just anything with pain on it, because my uncle was like, just
marketing,
keep painting it,
marketing,
man.
Pain.
That's it. So that's what it is.
So where does the overall theme of this album, what is it that you were trying to get across with this? What did you want to put out there?
Well, basically, like, here's a poster. I'm gonna like leave a poster with you guys, Pleasure or Pain. But
is that,
you know, when you get a,
is that
it could be, huh? So that's what's
so
dope about
no
it.
Tattoo.
It could be, but,
hell no.
Right? But basically, you know, when you get tatted, I don't have any tattoos, but this is what I'm told. It like hurts like a motherfucker.
Oh,
like,
you don't have tattoos either?
I don't. I didn't get any. I probably will. I'm probably gonna get this tattooed on me. And I'll probably get the Faces of Love tattooed on me, because that's where it started. But I'm just getting
that's
my money up to get a real dope artist. But anyway, like, you know, the it's like it hurts. Or it's pain to get a tattoo, but you get something beautiful in the end. It's like a pleasure that you just always want to just give off and show off to people. Like, it's this bliss, and then people just want to get tatted all the way up. They're like, I just can't get one. I can't stop. I just got to go ahead and mark my whole body up.
Right.
So I thought it was just a good balance or a good mixture, because that's what this CD is about. It's really just like just learning how to balance stuff. Like, I have my last project's called Growing Pains, and that's really just me going through my shit, going through my struggles, you know what I'm saying? Just all the mess up stuff, like, because my mentality was messed up, so you know what I mean? I was talking more ratchet shit on Growing Pains, so you could hear like a lot of my ratchet music, just smoking weed and fucking bitches and drinking alcohol all the time, because that's what
Pleasure
I was
Pleasure and
Pain,
that's like sex.
Pleasure
and
Pain is like balance, so it's like you have a couple of those tracks that are really hardcore, but it's some of them that are like real intellectual too, back to the poetry side of where I'm like, alright, cool, this is, you know, it's the balance. It's
look at you just growing up in front of our face and shit.
That's good stuff over there, man.
That's what it is.
That's
know,
real.
That's my project. It's my heart. Like, I put everything into it, because I've done other jobs and I hate being in a cubicle, man. Like, if I had to do the same thing every day and talk to coworkers and be fake around them, and I just can't mess with people, I'm just like, oh, bro, just take me anywhere else but there. Just take me out of a cubicle.
Hence why I'm not an accountant anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Can we get a collabo project? Y'all gonna do something together? More work coming soon?
I would. I'd be down, definitely.
It's all love, you
like
know,
that joint
it's all
tape.
Good.
What, you got like a tour set up or something? Like, what you like?
I'm about to hit the college markets in a minute. Yeah. Like I said, it's doing good for the colleges. So, like, Indiana's really requesting it a lot, and Honolulu's requesting it a lot. So, I'm just kind of just, I just really want to build up value, build up demand.
Just grow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because especially, like, we're all in-house, and I'm all independent. I'm not signed to anybody. So, it's like, all the money comes from really my pocket and the homies, like, that just support me. Where, you know what I mean? They're just like, all right, Mark, how much you need for this? And it's like, all right, bro, I promise you, you're going to get it back sometime later. You know what I mean?
Man, but, you know those stories.
But, you know, that last 50 bucks, you know what I'm saying? When you got your last 50, it's like, even if you make millions, bro, you give me 50,000. It's not going to compare to that one day when it was like, I only had 50 bucks in my pocket and I gave you the last of my 50, bro. You know what I mean? So sometimes that's people want to just make it happen because it's like, when you got money, bro, it's like, all right, it's nothing. It's like, you just come, but when you don't have it, that's what I'm saying.
It's everything.
All the homies is just like, bro, do I have to put into this again? Like,
for the whole weekend.
I know you can rap, bro. I know you can do all this, bro. It's not on me to support you like that. Get out to some other people that never heard of you before. You know what I'm saying? Have them support you, so
that's and that's why we got you on here. So if you want to support Mr. Mark Payne,
you got a PayPal over there.
Oh man, always, man. Mark Payne the poet at Gmail. I told you, Mark Payne the poet.
I got the little PayPal slot. He put it right on in.
Man, blessings.
Pleasure and Pain. Where can everyone download the album?
You can just type it in right now, and they have the clean version out and official albums out. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify.
Be official with it.
Yeah, it's just all kind of places. You just type it in and hopefully it just pops up. That's the goal. That's what I've been working on, just making sure the internet supports it and messes with it too. So I got some copies too. I'll have some hard copies later. If you just find me in the streets, find me in one of your local strip clubs or something, I may just go ahead and pop it out the back of the trunk. Like, hey, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, got this guy popping, you know, Popular Demand's on right now. Hey,
so Popular Demand, it's available on Tidal, iTunes, and the artwork was done by
Beanie Head.
Shout out to Beanie Head.
That album covers
dope. He really kills it. Yes.
And Sensei, you got anything coming?
I do have some things in the works. I'm working with DJ Marley Waters right now. So
shout out to
I'm
DJ Marley Waters.
Shout out
we're gonna
Marley
be releasing
Waters,
my single soon featuring him. It's called Intuitions.
Because he did the Tinashe record, right?
Yes, yeah. So we have this song, Intuitions, one of my favorites. Totally love it. We did the video, so we're gonna be dropping that soon. And it's featuring him.
Hey.
And yeah, so
I'm Rick excited Star.
For that. Oh yeah, and Rick Star. That track with him, it's called Get Up If You're Bad. He's like a Bruno Mars feel, so it was definitely challenging for me to get a verse onto that, but I mean, we killed it, and we're dropping a video for that too, so stay tuned.
Oh.
So I'm gonna be dropping like two more videos and some singles.
Work.
So,
holla.
Yeah.
Work. Mark, where can everyone follow you?
Work.
Instagram at PAINPAYNE at Pain Pain. That's what the streets call me.
Pain.
Mr. Mark Payne on Twitter. SoundCloud.com/MARCPAYNE. I got some Growing Pains and the Pleasure and Pain projects on there. A couple other ones that are on the project. Popular Demand on there too. That Sensei song. So I'm just kind of riding her wave on that. You know, on the Popular Demand record.
Yes.
And yeah, that's really the case.
And your Twitter?
Yeah, you can follow me everything at Sensei Don't Play. So
Sensei Don't Play at all.
Well, thank you guys for stopping by. Make sure everyone, you guys check out Popular Demand on iTunes and Tidal. You guys can also hit us up here at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit us up on Instagram at The Beat TV. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts.
And at Cameron Penny. You know what it is.
Boom. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.